Hey guys, this is episode 54. I know this episode's late. I understand that. Shut up. I try to put it out on time. Never mind that. Great news. I got the job. Round of applause, please. Oh boy, what a long, long road. This has been a dark cloud over my head for the past 3 months. 3 months looking for a job. I fucking got it. And let me tell you, I was so relieved getting this job. Let's talk about my new job. I guess I can't get too into it as a, what do they call it, talking shop. Can't do that. Can't, you know. All I will say is it's good old-fashioned labor. All right? A lot of lifting things up. Let me tell you something. I'm going to be so fucking deep. You know what I'm doing right now? I'm looking at my fucking arms because I'm flexing. God damn. This shit going to have your boy swole up. I'm going to get big. I'm going to get in fit. They're paying me to work out is what I how I explain it. Lifting all this shit. They're paying me to work out. I'm going to get buff as fuck. Watch. Watch the summertime. Oh, man. Look at that. I'm looking at them. Okay, sorry. The pay sucks. It balances itself out very well. The pay sucks, but I'm getting a good workout. I can basically wear whatever I want. They don't give a shit, you know? So honestly, I took a shower before I went to work the next day, you know, at night. Woke up, literally went to work. Like, didn't I brush my teeth, but other than that, just went to work. Deodorant, that was it. All right. Since I already bathed, you know, the night before. Or I should say last, whatever. What I'm trying to say is I can wake up and whatever the fuck I have on going to sleep, I can basically just go straight to work. So that's a definite plus. What else is pretty cool? Oh, and I could wear headphones, you know, while I'm working. So that's fantastic. So, you know, I could catch up on all my podcasting, you know. But yeah, the only negative, the pay sucks. I don't have that much free time, which is actually good. Honestly, my other job, I was working maybe once a week. I felt like, what's that guy's name from, Adam Sandler and Big Daddy. He had that one job. He just had like once a week. So I had a lot of free time. So I was doing, you know, I was able to just put my podcast together. Like it wasn't shit, you know, now I kind of have to, get a good time frame on it, which I figured out. I'm going to just do all my recording and editing on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So, you know. So, yeah, there you go. That's my job. All right. I pick shit up. I put it in a truck. And then sometimes I pick the shit up and take it out of a truck. It's fantastic. So, there it is. All right. Figured you should know since you've been with me on this long journey of unemployment. Now I have two jobs. Now I could pay all these bills and student loans. Yay! Alright, I talked about my new job. Alright, I enjoy it. But, I got to talk about the drug test. All right. Now, for the record, no cheating over here. All right. Obviously, I got the job. I passed the drug test. Okay. And you longtime listeners know, if you've been listening to this for a while, or if you're new, 3 months drug free. And when I say drugs, you know, I'm talking about the hashish. Okay. The marijuana. The devil's lettuce. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Nothing else. That's it. Quote unquote drug that I take or used to take. All right, so it was 3 months. None of that shit. Clean. Good. Now, before I got this job, let me just say I haven't mentioned this to anyone else. I got an interview for another job. I went in, took the drug test. It was a piss test. There you go. Handed it to him. I had to put the stick in the thing. She looks at me and says, "You're positive for THC." And I honestly remember the next thing I remember, I'm in my car screaming, how the fuck did I fail it? I don't know how I left the building. I just remember her saying that and then me instantly in my car just spazzing the fuck out. Like I just went completely blank for whatever amount of time it took me to walk out the door. I don't know how the fuck I failed it. Again, 3 months, I was drinking. You know what it was? A friend of mine was telling me, it was because, like, okay, the first month of non-smoking, I was drinking water nonstop, flushing it out, but then I stopped, you know? So I guess, I don't know, there's buildup. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know why I'm describing my body like it's a goddamn, like, plumbing and shit like that, buildup. I don't know. So when I got the call for this one, all right, it was on a Friday. They called me. Actually, it was Memorial Day weekend because I couldn't do the interview Monday, so I had to do it Tuesday. So they called me Friday and said, could you come in for an interview, drug test, all that stuff? You can probably start that same day. I said, absolutely. I hung with the phone, and I was just drinking fucking water, non-goddamn stop, all right? Because I was like, this is not happening again. I didn't fucking smoke. I wanted to, but I didn't smoke. So I'm like, fuck it, we're going to do this. I'm going to do it the right way. If you don't know this, you can die from drinking too much water. Like, your body can actually drown, all right? So you got to be careful with it. So I was like, fuck this. I did it right. Drinking water nonstop. Drinking. You know how much it sucks Memorial Day week? You know how much it sucks drinking water with, like, a hamburger and shit like that? Or like, you know what I mean? Like, at a barbecue or some shit, eating ribs and then washing it down with water. It fucking sucks, you know? You want a Coke or a Pepsi or whatever. So I get to the interview place. It's on Tuesday. Water, nonstop. My fucking urine is crystal clear. I'm like, I'm ready for this drug test. So I fill out some paperwork, and I'm almost giddy. Because I know how good I'm going to pass this drug test. So I sit down and I'm like this. I'm like, let's go. Bring it on. She goes, all right, we're ready to take the drug test now. I'm like, okay, you know. She turns around. Okay, this is a saliva test. Put this in your mouth. And I'm just like, on the outside, I'm cool. I'm like, yeah, no problem. In my head, I'm like, God damn it. Fucking saliva test? So I keep this shit in my goddamn mouth for, like, I don't know, like, it felt like an hour. It was really, like, I don't know, like, 2-3 minutes. The moment she passes it to me, she explains, you know, put it in your mouth. She gets a phone call. So she turns around, she's on her phone. And as she's on her phone, I'm looking at my phone, and I'm, like, on Google, like, can water help a saliva test? Like, I don't know, I'm panicking. Right? Wi-Fi is not working. My 3G sucks. I'm like, fuck it, whatever. I'm gonna bite the bullet. She turns around. Okay, that's good. I hand it to her. She puts it in the thing. She shakes it up, whatever. She's looking at it. I'm just sitting there, sweating my balls off. And then after a minute or two, she looks at it. She kind of squints and she goes, when was the last time you smoked marijuana? Oh, never mind. There it is. There's the line. Okay, you're good. You passed. Here's your information. I was just like, oh my God. Thank you. Jesus Christ. If there's a God, he was definitely fucking with me for that few minutes right there. I honestly thought I failed it again. If I would have failed that drug test, oh man, it would have sucked. But, yeah, I figured I wanted to share that with you. Yeah, I was scared as fuck. I thought I was going to fail a goddamn drug test. Again. And once again. 3 goddamn months. And it's still not out of my system? What does that mean? I guess I was just smoking a lot. That just lets me know that I definitely needed to chill out with that shit. So, yeah, just wanted to share that with you. Quick little story. Fizzbutton.net. You go there, all right? You click on the computer, you push the buttons on your keyboard, all right? And you spell out Fizzbutton. then you push the dot, and then you type in com, C-O-M. You push that enter button, and then it's going to take you to this wonderful website, you know, get all your podcasting, get all your radio stations. That's right, radio stations, independent radio stations, independent podcasters all coming together. And what's cool is if you miss an episode, it's still there. So you go back, check it out. Perfect example. Me, myself, as you heard on this podcast, I had to go to a graduation this weekend, so I missed Jason G's Fizz Button radio show. And I really wanted to hear it because he had Danny Penn up there, you know, the godfather of Fizz Button. So I missed it. The cool shit is, came back from the graduation, got to listen back to it. It was amazing, of course. So, follow my instructions, fizzbutton.net. If you're new to podcasting or you're a longtime podcast listener, believe me, it's a great collection. Check it out. Okay, so I had a special, I guess you could call it a special request to talk about this next topic. I had zero interest in it. But since someone asked, I guess I'll talk about it. Kris Jenner, he wants to be known as, Caitlyn, is it? With a C? Is that supposed to be a jab against, like, his ex-wife, right? Does she have, like, a K? Isn't her name, like, her name's, like, Kris, right? She has a K in front of her. I don't know. They're all fucked up. But, all right, he's in the cover of Vanity Fair or whatever, and I don't know. Honestly, my opinion, he was an ugly dude. Now he's just an ugly chick. There it is. There's my opinion right there. I just have no interest in it. The whole, I don't know. I don't get it. Here's my thing. He was born a man. He's a man. He could get all the accessories he wants. He can get tits. He can get a vagina. You know, he could get a wig, nails, high heels. He's still a guy. You're born a guy, you're a guy. If I have an Oldsmobile, all right, and I put Lamborghini doors on it, it's still an Oldsmobile. It's not a Lamborghini. It can't do what a Lamborghini does. Do you get what I'm saying? Was that a good example? All right, here's a better example. He has a vagina. Can he give birth? No. You're still a guy, all right? And can everybody stop with the whole, he's so brave and, oh, what a... Oh, what an inspiration. Did everybody forget that he may have pushed a car into oncoming traffic and somebody died? Did we forget that? Hello? Nobody? Everybody forgot about that. Amazing. You murder someone, chop your dick off, they'll forget about it. All right, so there you go. That's my thoughts, and all right. Okay, now this whole Bruce Jenner thing, it didn't piss me off originally, but now it is. Let me just read this very quickly. Some actor, he got under fire. They're calling it transphobic tweets. Okay, and all he said was, let me just read what he tweeted out. He was talking about Bruce Jenner, and all he tweeted out was, still calling you Bruce. Period. That's all he said. People are attacking him because they're calling him transphobic. I didn't even know transphobic was a word. Okay? This is the first I've heard of this shit. Just by saying that, that makes you transphobic? I'm guessing transphobic means you're not cool with, like, transgendered. I don't fucking know. Maybe I probably should have did my research. I really should have did more research. I just don't get it. Is this country that fucking pussy that you can't say that? I said pussy, that's right. If you're listening. Obama! Come on, Obama, do something about this. This is ridiculous. You can't... Jesus Christ. Is this going to come off transphobic? Are people going to... fucking attack me? Are you going to send me angry tweets? Well, obviously you're not. You know. What little listeners I have, I doubt you even give a shit about this. So, okay. I'm going to stop talking about it. That really just irritated me, just seeing this, you know, this guy, he just tweeted out, still calling you Bruce, and everybody's just fucking attacking him. Like, come, give me a fucking break. Once again, do I have to remind you? This cocksucker probably killed somebody. He was probably checking his tweets, and it just, you know, maybe he was, like, drying his nails, and he hit the car in front of him. Did you guys forget he may have murdered someone? Am I the only goddamn person who remembers that news story? I guess so. All right, go ahead. Finish reading your Vanity Fair. Whatever. Go ahead. Let me not disturb you. Unbelievable. All right, that is the podcast for this week. The late episode, but it's out. Only one day late. Not too bad. My apologies. It's not going to happen. Well, it's probably going to happen again, so I'm going to try my hardest not to have this happen again, okay? But thank you for listening. Uh-oh, there's dead air. Oh, I'm sorry. I just went completely blank. I just got off of work. Seriously, I'm tired as shit. And I want to take a shower. The shower is running right now. So I'm about to jump in there, come out, edit this, and put it out. But before I do that, follow me on Twitter at The Rain Man Pod. Subscribe to the podcast, iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. And go to fizzbutton.net and check me out and all the other awesome podcasts there. All right? Stop it. Not you. Don't stop. Not you. I was talking to my cat. All right. Let me get out of here. I'm sorry. All right, let me get out of here. I fucking stink. I'm sticky as fuck. I hate that feeling. I don't mind working hard, but I just hate that afterwards, you know, all the sweat is all dried up and you feel like extra thick, like an extra layer of skin. All right, sorry for the visual. All right, take it easy. Love you. Take care. Bye.
Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money, I told you. You ain't let me teach you out your money, shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga teach you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo. And it was real, son. You took the world by storm. They didn't understand it because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as an dimension you can see. What you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar, watch the cheat, and watch the thief.
What up, nigga? Yeah, shit. Stick around.